KSST's Good Morning Show is featuring healthcare and wellness providers during May Healthcare Month. Thursday morning, Dr. Robert Lennington with Lone Star Surgery told Enola Gay he is now offering medical aesthetic services.
So the biggest obstacle to offering aesthetic services is, number one, finding the right people, and number two, just the cost of actually buying all the equipment, because it's pretty intensive sometimes.
Aesthetic services, how we appear.
Yes, ma'am.
How our skin appears, how our face appears.
Yes, ma'am.
And there's so much more than that.
How you present yourself and how you want to feel about yourself.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So to kind of talk about the new services, there's five or six here that we could just name, but I would like to kind of go through them and you tell how your office can get this accomplished for a person. Let's start with laser hair reduction.
Yes, ma'am. Laser hair reduction. We started this about 2 years ago, looking into it, and there's a whole industry involved, and there's lots of different companies that will say they offer different services. And what I have found is, just like anything else, is, well, you better A, know what you're doing, and B, you better offer the services that you say you're going to offer. And I have found that there's a lot of people out there that will go out and spend money on one machine, and the machine may be able to do some of the services, but it can't do all. So we've been educating ourselves for the last 2 years, and we finally found the right person, and we finally invested in the right equipment, the most modern, the most up-to-date equipment, to do all the services that we need to be able to do.
Well, I want to tell everyone listening, so we mentioned laser hair reduction, tattoo removal, photo facial rejuvenation, the chemical peels, Botox injections, and other image skincare products that are medical grade that you need to really, really explain to them about and offer, because this is the first time that you can go somewhere in Sulphur Springs and get these services done.
Yes, ma'am. Laser hair reduction. And so, of course, you know, you got to apply the correct patient to the right service. You know, if you have your man at home and he's a human sweater, I may not be able to remove all of the hair, but we can get a significant reduction. If you're a female and you have that that hair over the top of the lip, or those hairs on the chin, or even your underarms removed, it's generally very successful. And it's the differences between estrogen and testosterone.
Okay.
The tattoo removal, there's a huge variation in different machines. So I found the machine that will do basically all the colors. The only colors which I can't remove are the whites and the yellows. But there's no tattoo removal machine that can remove those.
Okay. So, in basically the answer, how well can a tattoo be removed?
Correct.
Successfully on most.
Yes, ma'am. It can be removed. It just depends. You know, some people don't want necessarily the entire tattoo removed. They want it lightened so that it can be redone.
Okay.
So, because you don't appreciate the fact that what it is it's a liquid ink that's under the skin. Well, it's still liquid. And so the reason why it starts to look hazy and fade over time is because the liquid is moving in the skin. Hmm. And so if you want to correct that, to sharpen the lines up, you have to see me first.
Okay. And that's easily done right
here,
ma'am, in town. Let's look at a photofacial rejuvenation. That sounds very exciting.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want to say that not just women would need your services, but as we mentioned, men too, and you have a lot of things to offer.
Yes, ma'am.
So our face, there could be brown spots, there could be
acne. There could be melasma, there could be rosacea.
KSST News.